Those labor shortages and supply chain problems we keep hearing about, they're showing up in Silicon Valley's bottom line. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Amazon and Apple both reported earnings yesterday, and there it finally is, labor shortages and supply chain problems hitting both companies. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live with more. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So let's start with Amazon. What is the story there?
Amazon reported a profit of about $3 billion in the third quarter. That's about 50% lower than the same time last year. Part of the problem is Amazon's cost went up, partly because of increased wages and incentives. Amazon says its average starting wage is more than $18 an hour, and signing bonuses can be up to $3,000. Amazon also paid more for raw materials.
And what about Apple?
Apple reported results for its fiscal 2021 fourth quarter, and the company has seen record profits during the pandemic, but fourth quarter revenue fell short of analyst projections. And on the earnings call, Apple CEO Tim Cook estimated that shortages of supplies cost Apple about $6 billion in sales for the quarter. One analyst, Dan Ives of Wedbush, says it's not a demand issue for Apple. Its problems are purely from supply chain shortages.
What about the holiday season coming up? What are Amazon and Apple saying about that?
If consumer demand keeps up, there will be a shortage of iPhone 13s over the holidays. Apple is hoping consumers will be willing to wait for the new phones. Amazon is expecting labor shortages to continue. In some cases, products have to be rerouted to fulfillment centers that have enough workers. And Amazon has announced it wants to hire 125,000 delivery and warehouse workers, in addition to 150,000 seasonal employees.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Apple stock, by the way, is down 3.5% in pre-market trading. Amazon stock down 4.8% in pre-market. And with that, let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.3%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the 0.2% to 1% range, with the Dow future down 63 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 1.613%. Microsoft is launching a campaign to help fill 250,000 cybersecurity jobs around the country within the next 4 years. It's investing tens of millions of dollars in a partnership with community colleges to create curriculums and scholarships. One in three cybersecurity jobs in the U.S. is vacant in what Microsoft calls a national cybersecurity skills crisis. Microsoft has been the target of high-profile cyber attacks over the past year, originating in both Russia and China. Lithium metal is a key component in the batteries that power electric vehicles and that store renewable energy like wind and solar. Marketplace host Molly Wood is covering the race to produce lithium here in her new podcast, How We Survive. The latest episode is about finding resources in a very strange place. She recently spoke with David Brancaccio to tell him more.
So I've been listening, and you've been looking at lithium mining projects in all their controversy in Nevada. Where else can we find this important stuff in the U.S.?
Yeah, lithium is scattered around a few places in the U.S., but there is a gigantic reserve, and I mean huge, like potentially 40% of the world's, you know, requirements for lithium, located in Southern California in this really bizarre landscape called the Salton Sea. It's really toxic. It's full of agricultural runoff. It's the middle of the desert. It's 110 to 120 degrees, and there's all of this hot, boily, salty water right under the Earth's crust, and it turns out it's full of lithium. And so companies have been trying actually for decades to try to extract various minerals and metals, and now the rush is on to figure out how to get this lithium out.
What are they proposing? Turning this bizarre Salton Sea into some sort of belching landscape of extractive mess?
Well, the reason that this project is so interesting is that there's a lot of hope that it represents sort of a better way to extract lithium. So instead of, you know, digging up mountaintops, getting lithium out of the Salton Sea region actually requires building a geothermal power plant. And geothermal, of course, is a renewable energy. So you actually have this very green circular process in a place where, not coincidentally, the community is economically devastated and would love for this new industry to succeed.
All sorts of possible wins coming together here. Lots of promise. What's the holdup then?
Well, the downside is that companies have, as I said, tried and failed to extract various minerals from this brine for years. And perfecting the technology is incredibly difficult and has led to some very high-profile failures. We talked to a guy named Bill Boursier. He's a geochemist, briefly worked for a startup called Symbol, which was trying to get lithium from the Salton Sea, went bankrupt in the mid-2000s after a failed deal with Tesla. He told us how tricky it is, but also how much is still at stake.
You know, right now there's about a dozen geothermal plants. There's about $2 billion worth of lithium flowing through them. And as with all geothermal systems, you reinject that into the subsurface. So it's kind of maddening because all this lithium is so close, $2 billion worth, but there's no really proven technologies to separate it and pull it out.
And again, why are we looking for all this lithium?
Turns out lithium is the one part of a battery that you can't replace. And if you want to get off fossil fuels, you need electric cars, electric grids, electric transportation, and the whole thing takes tons of batteries.
And lithium. Molly Wood, host of How We Survive, new episodes of the podcast every Wednesday. Thank you so much.
Thanks, David.
Our digital producer is Redmond Caralipio. Our engineers are Jay Siebold and Jessen Dueler. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.